We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You've seen this guy. Social media, of course. He was up as the social media call-up one season. And this year they said, you know what? You look good enough. Once we trim you up a little bit, you look good enough, we're going to put you on TV. On the Fox Sports Wisconsin pre and post the last few nights. And Tim, you only got better each night. Tim Diller joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Good morning. Yeah, I appreciate that. What's going on, guys?
I went to Tim the other night in the press box. I had to take a selfie with him. I said, Tim, if I didn't take a selfie, my girlfriend would be pissed at me because she tried to track you down yesterday. I saw you, if you see a short blonde tracking you down, she's stalking you. Get a little you don't want that, you know.
That's not weird at all.
No, it's not. No. So how are you enjoying this? You're on the broadcast team, as Bart was mentioning there. You're with social media last year and you're on that panel this year and doing a good job.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I see it done. Those guys make it look really easy, so I thought, hey, this would be really easy. It wasn't. It's actually hard. I just tried to keep up as much as I could and learn as much as I could. And one of the most enjoyable things is just learning that maybe I could do it, you know, because you just don't know. And I don't know. I had a lot of encouragement, and they have a great team. A lot of people don't know that, but there's just a great team behind the scenes at Miller Park, top to bottom.
Yeah, they're a good crew there. We enjoy running into the Fox Sports Wisconsin guys and having those guys on. And for a while here, you're at least a part of it. The patches were great. The broadcast was really good stuff from you, Tim. I remember I talked to you in the dugout last year, just briefly. We did an interview, and one of the things, this has always bothered me because I kind of felt bad about it. I asked you where you saw yourself in 5 years, and I thought you, because you were there as a social media guy, and I thought, all right, so he wants a broadcasting career, and then you said, well, I'd still like to be pitching, and I thought, oh, shoot, I completely ignored that part of his life. He's still a pitcher. Can I ask you that now? Where would you like to see yourself in 4 years?
4 years, pitching in the big leagues.
There it is.
Oh.
That's always the answer. You know, and it sounds ridiculous because, I don't know, I'm more popular for Twitter than I am for pitching, which is fine, you know, but I tell this to David Stearns every year when I see him, hey, there's a lot of sidearm righties in the big leagues that are in their 30s that can throw 90 miles an hour. You know, what's the difference between them and me? Maybe I'm not as good as them, but or maybe they've had some better opportunities, or maybe they're used more. So to me, it's not out of the realm of possibility. There's a lot of guys that pitch, you know, into their later years. Mostly knuckleballers, but every once in a while you get a sidearmer.
Yeah, it's sort of the whole thing that they're doing with you. It's like a compliment, but it's also, I've got to be thinking when you're out there, you'd much rather be in the dugout still.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if I was even going to be able to sit back and have fun with this. You know, was I going to be too stressed out, or was I going to just not be good at it or whatever? But I was able to enjoy just being around the game and talking to the guys in the clubhouse. It's very unique for me. If this was another team, this was another stadium, I don't think it would have been fun at all. I think it would have been actually really hard. But I know everybody on the coaching staff. I know everybody in the clubhouse. I know everybody at Fox Sports Wisconsin, everybody that works the doors, like tickets, people, parking lot. To me, it was a very special thing. And I don't know. If I get the opportunity to do it again, I'm definitely going to do it.
You know, you use social media so well that people got to know you through that. This really helped you. Social media helped you probably get this job because a lot of people got to know you and liked some of the stuff that you did on there. So tell me what your involvement on that and what drew you to doing all the stuff on social media like you do, the videos and all that.
Yeah, I would say it wasn't even about me to begin with. Now it's all about me.
That's what it is.
No, I started to do it just to have some fun with the, you know, teammates in the clubhouse. Like we're all doing life together for 6 or 7 months, and this is just another way to kind of, you know, get that team camaraderie going. And what I found out is that a lot of people enjoyed getting to know guys before they went to the big leagues. I was getting a lot of messages going, hey, didn't know about this guy. I'd never heard of him. I saw him on your videos, and now it's easier for me to root for him when he's on the mound or playing shortstop or whatever during the games up here. So I don't know. To me, that was a big thing, because in the minor leagues, there is no MILB network.
Yeah, nobody – we know the names. You're right, but a lot of times we don't know, like, MILB network. I wouldn't watch it. No offense. I don't know how into that.
I think you get like $30 a year on MLB package.
Yeah.
Or an extra $30. Right. Yeah.
When you did those videos, I always wondered this. You do these videos with the guys in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. When the guys were the up-and-comers, the younger guys more willing to participate? Like if a guy got sent down, like we was struggling, when Arcia came down or Knievel went sent down, just to reference those guys because it happened to him, were they like, keep your phone away from me, or were they just as much a part of it too?
Well, one thing you can attribute to the Brewers front office over the many years is they like to get good guys. They don't go get a bunch of guys that are jerks or going to be jerks in the clubhouse, and if they do, they're gone pretty quick. So it's a credit to them. These guys come down, and it's easy to get bitter. It's easy to get mad and kind of shut yourself off, like, hey, I just got to take care of me so I can get back to the big league. But that was not the case at all. Everybody that came down this year, maybe they didn't want to do a video every day, but they weren't against it. You know, they were just following along with what's going on in Colorado Springs. We had a great dynamic, and everybody wants to be in the big leagues, but if you can't be in the big leagues, being a fun AAA clubhouse is still a good thing.
All right, Tim, the final 9 days of the regular season going on for these guys, they're 2.5 behind the Cubs. Where do you think the team stands right now? They split this series with the Reds and Pirates, this homestand. They go on a little bit of a road trip here. Where do you see them standing here?
Oof, man, immediately when you asked me a real question, I was like, broadcast voice.
Yes, you can do that.
Well, you know, the
yeah, only talking cliches, please.
Yeah, just cliches.
Coach speak, please.
One day at a time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure on air the other day, I was like, you know, the Brewers just need to try to score more runs than the other team. they're going to win more games that way.
Well, that's easy.
No, they honestly, they need to stay within striking distance because this is baseball, you know. And I think I got the sense of that just watching these last three games, that every pitch does matter. You know, every play does matter, not in a stressful way, but in a urgency type way. And that's how, if I'm Craig Counsell, I'm just so happy about the way my team bounced back from the day before yesterday. They can't worry about what everyone else does. You know, I got a feeling they're rooting against the Cardinals a little bit, the Cubs a lot. But that doesn't really mean anything. It's just what you do on the field. And those guys are playing relaxed, and, man, there's heroes every night, different heroes every night, and that's what good ball clubs are.
Tim Dillard joining us, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Man, you've been with the Brewers system for – there was a stop or two somewhere else, hasn't there been? But other than that –
I think he played the Braves too, Milwaukee Braves.
yeah, the Milwaukee Bears, actually, way back. You've been with it for a long time. That I think, is a unique thing that you don't see a lot, and that's why it made it so special for you. But to be with one organization for such a long time, either they wanted to keep you this time, or nobody wanted to trade for you. So I don't know how you look back at the last 15 years.
Yeah, I'm like that disease you just can't get rid of.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You just try to push it somewhere else. No, I've had ties to the Brewers since 2001. I was drafted twice as a catcher and ended up signing as a pitcher. So I remember the day I was playing in a high school game and a Brewer scout walked up, didn't have a bunch of Brewer stuff on. But what I didn't know is what was going to happen after that for the next, you know, 17, 18 years. But it's been an amazing journey. And I've done the best I can at whatever I'm doing. And something seems to happen every year where I go to free agency and maybe have to end up somewhere else. But I end up coming back to the Brewers, and they say there's no loyalty in baseball, but they've been great to me.
So when you're doing the Fox Sports Wisconsin gig, and you have a suit on, you're at the ballpark with a suit on, ooh, and then you were doing some stuff. Aguilar was in your video the other day, and when you talk to these guys, are you still, because you've played with a lot of these guys this season, you've thrown, these guys have caught you this season. As soon as you put the suit on, are they like, do you notice a little wall goes up because you're on the other side now, or do you still have like that edge that Chuck and I might not have when we go down there?
Yeah, like do they clam up and like, oh, okay,
yeah, well, you got a suit on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't look good in a suit. It's not my uniform I'm used to. I But no, I think they do really well. They were more interested in me and what I was doing. I was like, hey, why don't you guys focus on what you're doing up there? You know, I don't want to distract from anything going on. But they were awesome. I walked in and guys were just talking to me about it, how this happened, how do I like it, what's it like being on the other side of, you know, things. And I couldn't believe how many people were just, you know, Gio Gonzalez, the first day I was here, walks by. I've never spoken to him before, never met him. He walks by and he was like, hey, man, I love the stuff you're doing on social media. It's awesome. He's like, you're a star, dude. He's like, I just want to shake your hand. I was like, sure, Gio Gonzalez, my new best friend.
Yeah, why don't you go sit next to Craig Kishon and I'll start the game on Wednesday now.
I was like, sure, man, just sign your glove and hand it to me. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'm looking at his history. He was with Tim. Actually, pitched with the 2008-2011 Brewers. The last two times they made the postseason, you were there both times when they clinched.
Yeah, I told David Stearns that the other night. I was like, "Listen, man, I'm not superstitious, but let's pull out all the stops, man." I was on some pretty amazing teams. A lot of great teammates there.
Oof. So you're still in Milwaukee right now. How long are you going to be here? When are we going to see you again? What do you got going on the next couple of days? What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm just traveling around, visiting some friends, getting some stuff done, whatever that means. Friday, there's going to be a beer released in my honor at the Broken Bat Brewing Company in the Third Ward. I was there the other night, and I got to try it, the Dim Tillard's Very Pale Ale. So anyway, big event Friday. I'm going to at least be there. So that's at least one person.
So are you going to be on, for the road trip here, are you going to be on any of the broadcasts?
No. I tried to jump on the plane and they caught me.
Oh, geez.
They sent me packing. You know, all that stuff scheduled out. All that stuff scheduled out way in advance. And I had to weasel my way into these last three games. And, you know, it's hard to mess with the machine once it's moving full speed ahead. And I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I get to come back ever again, but I'm living it up while I'm here.
That's awesome. You did a great job. I would love to see you, you know, in uniform again to assure that we're in the playoffs, because two times in my life the Brewers have been in the playoffs, and it's both been when Tim Dillard's been on the roster. So, we'll call Stearns on your behalf, too. We'll get real angry and cranky on the radio the next few days. But wherever it takes you, Tim, good luck. We'll try to bug you here as the playoffs continue, and we appreciate some time from you this morning.
Awesome, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks. You so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.